Today, we will read Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 48. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, teach us about yourself. Help us to see your word clearly. Lord, show us and guide us today in what we should do, and help us to listen and to obey. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 48. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany, at the hill called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord! Peace in heaven and glory in the highest!" Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." When Jesus had entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it, because all the people hung on his words. In today's reading, we see what is known as the triumphal entry, when Jesus comes into Jerusalem riding on a colt, and he is entered and greeted like a king. Now, this is an important time, and all the people see what's going on, and they probably remember a prophecy in Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 in the Old Testament. It says this, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now, what's really going on here is that Jesus is coming. They recognize him. They are seeing him as the Messiah, as the promised one. And they're excited. They are treating him as a king. But he's not coming in as a normal king would come. He's not coming in riding a war horse. He's not coming with an army. He's coming riding a colt. This is a very humble way to enter, because Jesus is not like your normal king. But the people see him, and they praise God, and they say things like, Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. And they see Jesus as their king. And that's interesting. Let's come back to it. But the prophets, or the Pharisees, don't see Jesus in this way. And they actually tell him to rebuke his disciples. They're saying, tell them to stop saying these things about you. But Jesus realizes that he can't, that what they are saying is true. They just don't understand all of it. And he says, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. And so as he approaches the city, he weeps over it. And let's look again at what he says in verses 42 through 44. If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. All right, what is he saying? I think it all kind of weaves together, that they see him and they're like, yay, Jesus, he's the king. But they're missing something. And Jesus sees it. He says, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. You see, they were looking for the wrong thing. They were looking for an earthly king who would come, overthrow the Roman government, establish Israel again as a nation, and then be their king. And they would be free, and they would be once again important in their eyes. But Jesus sees things differently. And he says, oh, you think that's what you want for peace? You think you want the war and the fight between you and the Romans to end? And you want a king to come and rescue you? You don't know what you need for peace. Your problem is not a battle that is physical. It is spiritual. What you need is not a political peace. You need spiritual peace. You need a peace within. You know, I think even today, there are many people who are also longing and hungry for a spiritual peace. Our souls are in torment. They are upset. They are distraught. We are worried. We are plagued with guilt. We are plagued with evil. We are plagued with these emotions that we can't control. Whatever it is, there are so many people whose hearts are at war inside of them. Jesus is your peace. And when you allow him to become the king of your life, he can bring peace to your soul. And I think that's what he's saying here. When he said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. They were looking for a political peace, but it wouldn't come. In fact, Jesus says, you're not going to get that political kingdom that you're looking for. In fact, your enemies are going to come. They're going to lay siege to Jerusalem. They're going to get into a battle with it. And they will eventually destroy it. And they will destroy it in such a way that they won't even leave one stone on top of another. And so he sees that political peace isn't what they need. It's that peace inside, that peace with God, that our hearts, when we are out away from Jesus, our hearts are as if they are at war with God. We are the enemies of God. And we don't need peace with another nation or peace with our government. That's not the kind of peace that we need. We need a peace with God. That our relationship with God is good. That it is right. There is no longer any conflict or any fighting. And that only comes when we surrender to Jesus. When we accept that he is God, that he is King, and we follow him and obey him. When we accept that there is nothing that we can do on our own to get that peace. It is only a gift from God. But then he fills us. And he gives us a peace that is beyond understanding, that we cannot even grasp right now. If we don't have it, Jesus can give us peace. And that is probably what your heart is hungry for, what your heart is longing for. There are times when even I, as a follower of Jesus, realize that my heart doesn't have peace, that I have allowed the cares and worries and problems of this world to fill me. And I have lost the peace that I should be experiencing. And so I have to stop. And I have to refocus on Jesus. And ask him to give me that peace again. Now, Jesus goes into the temple and drives out all those who are selling. And says, my house will be a house of prayer. But you have made it a den of robbers. That they had turned the church into a marketplace, the temple where people should be going to worship God to experience that peace, they have turned it into a marketplace. We need to make sure that we see that our time with God is special, that it is holy, it is separate from our daily lives. We need to keep it that way. I pray that today, you would find true peace with God. That you would surrender and allow him to take his rightful place as the king of your life. Lord, give us that peace. Help us to see that you truly are our spiritual king. Help us to surrender to you and then quiet our hearts. Fill them with your peace, knowing that you are God and you are in control. Lord, if anyone is searching for that peace, I pray you would help them to understand how to find it. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.